Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Sin did not come into the world because of Eve. Sin came into the world because of Adam. Because Adam disobeyed God. There's a whole other lesson there. But that's why it says, whereby one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. It was Adam that sin came into the world. But anyway, we see that as Adam was fully exposed and he tried to cover his nakedness. Adam, where art thou? Well, we're here, hiding in the garden. We were naked. Who told you were naked? You know the story there. They tried to cover their own righteous, so to speak, with their own, with the leaves, whatever you want to describe that. And then again, Jesus Christ literally took a lamb, and you know the story there. He slayed that lamb, believe it was a lamb, and clothed him as a picture of what would take place in Calvary some 4,000 years later. But the thought is, it's naked, fully exposed. You can't hide nothing from him. And open to the eyes of him, your life is an open book to God. You cannot hide. You can run, but you cannot hide. Remember Jonah. I'm just going to go as far away as I can, but you can't run. Then when I was a kid, I don't know if they sing these songs anymore. There's a song I learned as a little kid. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above, he's looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. And I still remember as a kid, we'd sing it this way. Oh, be careful, little tongue. Because we do hands, you know, we do the feet, you know, and the eyes and the ears. Then we do our tongue. We'd hold our tongue. Be careful, little tongue, let's say, or, you know, that kind of thing. But it's the truth. For the Father up above, he's looking down in love. He knows everything about us. What we see, what we hear, what we look at, what we touch, and also remember the context. The Hebrew Christians were giving up and doubting his word. That's why they just didn't put this in just as a filler. All this is in context. You can't hide from God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper, and it can cut through the intent and motives of why you do what you do. In this passage, he makes it clear that they cannot give up on Jesus and try to keep it hidden from God. And what's true of them is true of us. God knows. These aren't words of condemnation, but encouragement. And that's where we are in the next few verses. Words of encouragement. Look in verse number 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then... Again, it's a continuation of a thought. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen and amen. You have to remember what the context, these Hebrew believers, they were leaving Christianity. Now, they were still saved, but they were going back to Judaism and offering the lambs back into the temple and sacrifices and all. And all this is in context. Hey, God knows. He knows why you're doing what you're doing. But listen, we have a great high priest, not the one at the temple now. Let me just throw this in. Y'all probably shouldn't say this, but I will. Lack of being misunderstood. We had a wonderful time. Went to Savannah. You know, went to Washington, D.C., saw some wonderful things, me and Latrice there at the Capitol. And I explained that to you last week. From there, we came back to Savannah and spent 3 days. And what a beautiful city it is. Full of history. A lot of old buildings. We stayed on Jones Street. Jones Street is called, in Southern Homes and Gardens or whatever that magazine is, the most beautiful street in America. And we got to stay on it. Beautiful little place. And I won't go into all the details, but we got to see a lot of sights there in Savannah. A lot of history there and all. One of the places we went to was the St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. How many of y'all ever been in that? It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I don't think I'm a heretic. I just love the architecture. When I go to different places, matter of fact, when I was in Israel and we went to the Temple Mount, I was able to go into that the mosque there where they were. Sometimes you can go in, sometimes you can't. It depends on the. I went to the mosque there and took my shoes off and all, went there. I just wanted to see the architecture and the structure. You know, I wasn't a heretic, you know. But anyway, just want to see what's going on. I did the same thing at St. John the Baptist. To me, by the way, it's kind of an oxymoron. It's called St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, and he wasn't a Baptist. I mean, he wasn't a Catholic. He was a Baptist. You know, even the Catholic people knew that. St. John the Baptist. And by the way, I didn't name him the Baptist. God named him the Baptist. Baptists were the first. Don't get mad at me. But anyway, that whole story. And you talk about beautiful. The stained glass windows, the architecture, and all that was there. And even they had a little baptistry. As a matter of fact, while we were there, there were some people with little kids, and they were baptizing them. You know, the water and the priests were there, and all. It was quite a thing to see. But up in the corner, I took a picture of it. I should have brought it so Greg could have put it on the screen. It had a confessional, beautiful confessional. Had two doors. Where the guy who goes, well, you know how that works. It goes in there, and the priest goes in the other side. A little screen between them. I wanted to go in, but the doors were locked. That's the kind of guy I am. I want to go to that confessional, you know, just to see. I'm just, you know, and the doors were locked, you know. My God, what if I want to confess, you know, and the doors were locked? Anyway, and I took a picture of it. And I remember what Daddy said many, many years ago, and please don't be offended. If you are, you get mad at him, not me. I'm just repeating. He said, now we have a great high priest in heaven. We don't have to look through a knot hole and talk to a knot head. Aren't you glad we can go directly to God? And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. Seeing then, we have a great high priest. Now, Jesus is mentioned as the high priest in Hebrews 2:17. Says, if I could find it. Yeah, 2:17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and a faithful high priest. He's also referred to in Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. But here in this verse, he takes it even farther. He doesn't call him a high priest. He says the great high priest, great high priest. Jesus Christ is the great high priest. In the Bible, no other high priest is called great except Jesus Christ. Aaron, that first priest, you know, with Moses and the giving of the law, and Aaron was that first priest, so to speak, in that line. Well, he was the high priest, but he was never referred to as great high priest. Melchizedek, we'll be talking about him here in a week or two. High priest, but not great high priest. Only Jesus. It's the great high priest. It's interesting to see all of this. No other high, and the rest of the verse says, that is passed into the heavens. No other priest passed into the heavens but Jesus Christ. He had to be. Why? Because he's God, very God. No other priest was called the Son of God. There was only one, the great high priest, who is the Son of God. And by the way, when Jesus... Jesus is now in heaven today, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding and advocating for us. Hebrews 8:1, Hebrews 12:2, we'll look at that later. When Jesus was on this earth some 2,000 years ago, he was not a priest here. That was not his office, the priest. He never made a sacrifice of an offering for himself because he was sinless. He was not a priest until he offered himself on the cross of Calvary.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.